on some bushes that are container plants, and they had grown really big and they needed to be pruned and they needed to be weeded. And when I started, they looked just terrible. They really looked bad. There were dead leaves inside the pots. And so, Ralph, you understand, it's all around the roots and everything. It looked just awful, and there were these stupid, silly grasses growing up in them. And at the top, the bushes, a couple of these are shrubs, and they've grown up and they died up there. And so they just look scraggy and awful. And I thought as I was doing it, wow, this looks like our lives before we're saved. And the more I kept doing, the more I could see individual weeds, individual grasses instead of just a clump. The more I got out, the more I could see just one thing, and it was really glaring and big and, a grass that was really healthy, but I could really see it and then get a hold of it and pull it out. And I thought, that's what God does. He's such a wonderful Father. He takes our lives, and He doesn't just go through the whole thing with a rototiller, but he pulls the weeds. He forgives us of our sins. But then the things that are those habits that are still lacking, that we still keep dabbling back into, He just goes through, and all of a sudden, we can see, and we become aware. The more we love Him, the more we're aware of that single thing that's really bothering us, that's holding us back. And so one by one, as we're progressing and growing in Him, we're allowing Him to pull those things out of our lives and do the trimming that's needed.
Yeah.
Which is really funny because, as Pastor Kev will know, Pastor Carl definitely knows, Carl used to go out, and he used to take the hedge cutters and the clippers at our house, and then he graduated from that to chainsaws. And so every time we bought a new piece of property, honest to goodness, it was gorgeous with trees when we started, and by the time we left, there wasn't anything left. He'd take everything out. He took all my trees. He cut all my trees down, and he'd take branches off of trees. He'd go out and do the willows, and I'd think, oh my gracious, they're going to look just awful.
Yeah.
The lady across the street, who was a master gardener, looked and she says, those are never coming. Those willows are never coming back. And of course, they just came back beautifully and all trimmed and all going, the branches all going just how he knew they would go. But we didn't. And I thought, I laughed to myself yesterday because as I was trimming, I was just like him. At first, I just took a little bit off. Then as I looked at it, I thought, no, it needs a little more here and a little more here and a little more here until they really look great now. From what they look like, they look great. And by the end of the summer, they're going to be beautiful. And I thought, Sherry, just let God do what He wants in your life.
Sure.
Just surrender all. Just surrender all and let Him cut where He wants to cut and flow with Him. So then I turned to the psalm this morning, and I thought, Psalm 136, and I thought it was so precious because this is God. This is our God. So let's stand and let's say these first three verses together. Thank God, He deserves your thanks. His love never quits. Thank the God of all gods. His love never quits. Thank the Lord of all lords. His love never quits. His love never, never, never quits. And He's doing a work in each and every one of our lives, and He's working in different areas in Pat's life than He's working in my life. He's working in different areas in Randy's life than He's working in Ralph's life, and on and on and on. God is doing the work, a good work, and we need to give thanks to Him and thank Him. So as we understand sometimes that cutting that He does in our lives, some of that pruning He does in our lives, we're to thank Him anyway because His love never quits. Let's
Amen.
Lift Jesus higher this morning, Pastor
Amen.
Kim.